我就说马斯克这个 SpaceX 这个皮包公司还总有小胎盘。
I said that SpaceX, this company run by Musk, is still too small.
不信，说。
Unfortunately,
我这是在碰瓷天下第一的航天公司。
I'm messing with the number one space company in the world.
但他们永远不会知道，自2002年 SpaceX 成立以来。
But they will never know that since SpaceX was founded in 2002,
马盛曾为这家公司立下过602项军令状。
Mars Shang had achieved 602 military objectives for this company.
而其完成率却至今仍未能超过 20%。
Furthermore, the completion rate has not yet exceeded 20%.
其中三分之一甚至面临着无限期烂尾与延迟的风险。
As many as one third even face the risk of indefinite delays.
那马盛又究竟是如何靠着自己天才的标签进行诈骗的呢？
How did Mars Shang actually use his genius label to commit fraud?
那我们今天就来好好扒一扒马盛这些军令状到底包含着哪些逗人发笑的把戏。废话不多说。
So, let's take a good look at the master's ride and see what tricks and tactics are involved. Let's get straight to the point without wasting any time.
我们现在开始。
Let's start now.
那我们首先要说的呢
First, we need to talk about
就是马盛吹的最狠的灯火计划了。
This is the most outrageous plan that Mars Shang has ever come up with.
在2016年前后
In the years before and after 2016,
马盛借着国际宇航大会的舞台
Mars Shang seized the opportunity of the International Astronautics Congress to
高调公布了所谓的星际运输系统来
He publicly announced the so-called Interstellar Transportation System.
蓝图声称将在2024年带领全人类完成登陆火星的任务。
Blueprint claims to lead humanity to land on Mars in 2024.
那在这个过程中
，In this process，
它基本就是张口就来啊。
He basically just says whatever comes to mind.
一会儿呢，说要在火星建成百万级人口的城市。
In a while, they will say that they will build a city with a million people on Mars.
一会儿又说
I'll tell you later.
十年内要让普通人移民火星，把一众信徒哄得那是个神魂颠倒。
Within 10 years, make ordinary people want to immigrate to Mars and make a group of believers completely obsessed with it.
仿佛人类明天就要跨入星际文明了。
It's as if humanity is about to enter the interstellar civilization.
现实情况却是
This is indeed the reality.
作为整个灯火计划最为核心载体的星舰
As the core carrier of the entire light-up plan.
折腾了整整十年到2026年了。
It has been a long and arduous journey, spanning over 10 years until 2026.
却连最基础的稳定入轨都做不到，12次。
But even the most basic stable orbit couldn't be achieved in 12 times.
这飞
test flight
4次状况百出。
Every situation is different.
要么呢，就是助推器发动机停机，直接坠海解体。
Either the booster engine fails and the rocket crashes directly into the sea, or it breaks up.
要么呢，就是隔热网脱落，直接爆炸。
Either the roof tiles fall off and explode directly.
那这所谓的两极复用呢
？So this so-called two-level reuse.
到现在，连一次完整的入轨加回收测试都没有。
So far, there hasn't been a single complete in-track loading and testing.
那按照马盛原本的计划呢
？So, according to Martian's original plan,
灯火要分星舰成功研发
，waiting for the new ship to be successfully developed.
然后在轨加注推进剂
Then load the fuel.
最后
Finally,
在火星原位制备燃料三步层层推进。
Mars in situ fuel production three-step process.
可直到今天
Until today,
其实在轨燃料补给却连最基础的在轨实验都没有展开过。火星原位制氧制甲烷的设备
did not even conduct the most basic in situ fuel replenishment experiments and the equipment for producing oxygen and methane on Mars was not used.
甚至连长期地面实验都没有完成。
Even long-term ground experiments have not been completed.
至于载人升空
regarding manned spaceflight,
必须的闭环生命保障系统升空
The necessary closed-loop life support system must take off.
辐射防护方案更是连阐述的原型都拿不出。
The radiation protection plan also failed to provide a prototype.
别说载人登陆火箭，新建
Don't say manned rocket.
现在连近地轨道的载人飞行都不敢尝试。
Even manned flights in low Earth orbit are no longer attempted.
按照现在的迭代速度
Based on the current iteration speed
别说2030年登陆火星
Don't say that landing on Mars in 2030 is impossible
即怕是到2050年都未必能完成一次无人火星着陆
It may not be possible to achieve a manned Mars landing by 2050
这马胜有生之年
This horse will win
能不能稳稳当当看到星舰完成一次完整的入轨
Can I see a stable and successful launch of a spacecraft?
不好说所谓的火星移民
It's not good to talk about the so-called Mars colonization.
这听起来真的就是逗人发笑了
This sounds like a joke.
那么再来说一说
Then let's talk about it.
马胜趁着 NASA 的热度吹起来的月球开发计划
Mars Shane, who was promoted by NASA Heat-Generating Lunar Development Plan.
那当年呢，他拿下阿尔忒弥斯计划的登月着陆器合同。
Back then, he won the contract for the lunar landing vehicle for the Apollo program.
转头就向公众拍胸脯。
Turning around, they patted their chests.
保证在2023年送两位富豪完成私人月球旅行。
Guarantee that two billionaires will complete a private lunar trip in 2023.
且2025年就能建成永久性的月球基地。
And a permanent lunar base can be built in 2025.
这真上一众大侄子。
This is just like a bunch of big brothers.
兴奋不已。
Excited.
直呼马胜。
Call out to the Holy One.
这是改变了人类的航天史啊。
This is a change in the history of human space exploration.
可现实却是原定2023年的私人环月旅行。
However, the reality is that the private lunar travel originally scheduled for 2023.
一推再推。
Keep pushing.
如今。
Our days.
连具体的发射时间表都不敢公布。
They even dare not announce the specific launch schedule.
而所谓的月球基地更是只剩几张概念图。
And the so-called lunar base is only left with a few concept diagrams.
连基本的施工方案都没定型。
Even the basic construction plan hasn't been finalized.
而除了星舰研发的拉胯之外，
In addition to the newly developed and researched cross,
SpaceX 所计划研发的月面软着陆控制系统、着陆器缓冲系统
，The SpaceX's planned research and development of the lunar landing control system, landing system buffer,
月面起飞
，Take off on the moon,
推进系统
，Propulsion system,
几乎全都只停留在图纸上。
Almost all of it is just on paper.
连地面测试都没做过几次。
I haven't done any ground tests.
至于月面长期驻留所必须的生命保障系统、辐射防护设施。
Regarding the radiation protection facilities that are necessary for long-term lunar base.
原位能源供给方案
On-site Energy Supply Solution，
其更是只能靠挪用 NASA 上个世纪的方案来撑场面。
It can only rely on borrowing NASA's schemes from the past century to produce a spectacle.
而更为可笑的是
What's even more ridiculous is
NASA 因为新建登月板的进度太慢
NASA progress on the new lunar program is too slow.
已经多次推迟了载人登月的时间。
After so many delays, the manned lunar landing has been postponed again.
原本2025年登月的计划早就拖到了2030年之后。
The original plan to land on the moon in 2025 had already been delayed to 2030.
这马上吹下的月球基地牛皮到最后不仅没有兑现。
The moon base project that was hyped up by Mars Shing eventually failed to materialize.
反而成了骗取政府经费、套牢 NASA 进度的巨大毒瘤。
Instead, it has become a major obstacle to the progress of the area government's funding for the Shaolan project.
那第三个呢，就是被麻省信徒奉若神明的猛禽发动机。
The third one is the Peregrine engine, which is revered by the followers of Mars Shing.
那按当初的规划
According to the original plan,
这款采用全流量分燃烧循环的液氧甲烷发动机要做到单台成本低于百万美元。
This liquid oxygen methane engine, which uses a full flow stagedCombustion cycle needs to achieve a unit cost of less than $1 million.
可重复使用超100次以上。
Reusable more than 100 times.
不用翻新就能直接执行下一次任务。
Without needing to be refurbished, it can directly execute the next task.
成为支撑新建低成本。
To support the construction of new low cost,
发射高频次迭代的核心工具
The core tool for launching high frequency iterations.
可现实情况却是其研发了十几年的猛禽发动机
The reality is that they have developed the powerful engine for over 10 years.
至今可靠性都过不了关
Still reliable enough to pass the test.
每次新建发射都少不了发动机停机的声音
Every time a new launch is carried out, there is the sound of the engine stopping.
现在最基础上升阶段的稳定工作都做不到。
Currently, the most basic and stable jobs are no longer available.
所谓的百次服用。
That's about 100 times.
更是天方夜谭。
This is even more absurd.
那现在的猛禽发动机飞完一次就要进行全面的检修。
Currently, the Raptor engine requires a full inspection after each use.
其真正回收后
After being properly recycled.
实际使用寿命连十次都达不到
The actual service life is not even close to 10 times.
和当时承诺的百次服用
And the subsequent 100 times of reuse.
自然也是差了十万八千里了。
It's also a world part.
那至于低成本量产
Regarding low-cost mass production,
这现阶段发动机生产的速度远远跟不上试飞的损耗速度。
The current speed of engine production is far behind the speed of engine consumption during testing.
因而
Therefore,
这发动机单台的成本居高不下，根本支撑不起马胜所谓的每天发三发的宏伟目标。
The cost of a single engine is too high, and it cannot support Mars Shing's so-called daily three-vehicle goal.
而最为关键的是，全流量分级燃烧固有的高温密封、涡轮寿命等技术难题。
The most critical technical challenge is the high temperature, high flow rate combustion of solid fuels, which requires a high temperature, high flow rate honeycombed turbine.
SpaceX 到现在都没能彻底的解决发动机的工作室。
SpaceX has not yet been able to completely solve the problem of engine performance.
日常循环次数都远远达不到工程化。
The number of times the market cycles is far less than the engineering
应用的标准
used standard.
而且每次拿出来试飞的基本也就是些被拿来拉高股价的半产品罢了。
And the prototypes that are usually tested are mostly unfinished products that are used to hype up the stock price.
那其实马胜画过的技术大饼呢，远远不止以上。
Actually, the technology gap that Ma Sheng has created is far more than what I mentioned above.
这些当年说要在2020年投入时速超过1200公里的超级高铁。
These super high-speed trains, which were supposed to be built in 2020.
如今
Nowadays,
项目已经彻底破产。
The project has completely failed.
只剩几段几百米的废弃测试轨道。
Only a few hundred meters of abandoned test track remains.
当年说
Said,
2021年就能用于治疗瘫痪的脑机接口。
Brain-computer interfaces that can be used to treat paralysis in 2021.
如今只在寥寥几名患者身上做了实验。
Currently, it has only been tested on a few patients.
至今连长期安全性测试都没能通过。
So far, it has not even passed the long-term safety test.
那当年说2020年就要落地的百万辆机器人出租车
Back then, when they said that in 2020 there would be a million robot taxis
至今还只在少数的城市内进行小范围的测试
Currently, it has only been conducted in a limited scope in a few cities
连真正的完全自动驾驶门槛都没能摸到
I haven't even touched the threshold of truly autonomous driving.
当年说让普通人花几十万美元就能上太空平。
Back then, they said that ordinary people would have to spend tens of thousands of dollars to go to space.
平民航天至今一张近地轨道船票还要几千万美元。
The price of a ticket to low Earth orbit is still millions of yuan.
那说到底呢？
So, what's the point?
SpaceX 从始至终
SpaceX from beginning to end
从来都不是什么引领人类进步的航天科技公司
It has never been a company that leads human progress through aerospace technology
而是一家靠着马胜天才的人设讲故事
And it's a story about a genius who rose to fame through the efforts of Ma Sheng Promote concepts.
拉高估值的商业公司
Companies with high valuations.
就像诺贝尔经济学奖得主克鲁格曼说的那样
As Nobel laureate Krugman said,
这本质上就是一场现代版的庞氏骗局
This is essentially a modern version of the Ponzi scheme.
投资者深信
Investors believe that
马斯克的天才人设纷纷入场
Musk's genius persona is entering the arena.
而市值的上涨又反过来巩固他的天才声誉，循环往复。
And the rise in market value further solidified his reputation as a genius, creating a virtuous cycle.
就像在2020年6月12日。
On June 12, 2026.
SpaceX 顶着万亿的估值在纳斯达克挂牌上市。
SpaceX, with a valuation of $100 billion, went public on the Nasdaq.
而其荒唐的估值背后
And behind this outrageous valuation,
却完全没有对应的商业价值与技术成果支撑。
However, there is no corresponding commercial value technical achievement.
公司成立二十多年。
The company has been established for over 20 years.
核心的登月灯火遥遥无期，技术上全是踩着前人的脚印。
The core technology of the Lunar Light Project is entirely based on the work of others.
工程整合没有一项是从零到一的突破。
Engineering integration is not a breakthrough from zero to one.
其现如今更是连年巨亏。
its current situation is even more than it has been losing money year after year.
2025年全年净亏损达50亿美元。
In 2025, the company will have a net loss of $500 million for the year.
2020年一季度亏损扩大至42亿多。
The company's losses in the first quarter of 2020 widened to over $42 billion.
其股价现在也只能靠虚假的泡沫来撑场面。
Its stock price can only rely on false bubbles to maintain it.
但是这又能怎样呢？
But what does that mean?
那些天天把马神奉若神明的侄子。
But every day, he would bring the little boy, little God, into the mysterious world.
他们永远不会承认他们崇拜的。
They will never admit that they worshipped.
从来都不是什么航天英雄、科技天才。
I'm not a space hero or a tech genius.
而只是一个擅长障眼法和画饼收割财富的商人罢了。
But he's just a shrewd businessman who specializes in deception and empty promises to extort wealth.